Whoever is picked to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice David Souter, I'm glad to hear that two well-respected Stanford law professors, both out lesbians, apparently made President Obama's short list. I figure all the public wishful thinking may at least shine a light on how seriously underrepresented gays and lesbians are on the federal bench. There are more than 1,300 federal judges in this country, and next to none are openly gay. Deborah Batts of New York stands, or more accurately sits, as the only openly gay federal judge in the nation. And even then, her sexual orientation wasn't publicly known until after her Senate confirmation 15 years ago. Of course, there may be a few federal judges whose gayness is kept under wraps and robes, but a don't ask, don't tell culture that refuses to recognize the public service of its gay members works no better for the federal judiciary than for the military. In an arena where honesty is prized, today there are a grand total of zero openly gay federal appeals court judges and zero Supreme Court justices. This shameful lack of diversity is not due to any shortage of highly qualified gay candidates for the federal bench, as there are dozens of esteemed gay and lesbian judges in state courts across the nation, including two Oregon Supreme Court justices. Rather, the dearth of rainbow robes at the federal level stems from the decades-long stranglehold of Senate conservatives over the confirmation process. While claiming not to have a litmus test for court nominees, they've apparently never found even a gay-friendly candidate they can support. In 2007, for example, Senate Republicans blocked the confirmation of one of President Bush's heterosexual nominees for months simply because she had attended the commitment ceremony of a gay family friend. With a reborn Senate, all of this may soon start to change if our new president lives up to his promise to choose federal judges with diverse backgrounds. While the Supreme Court may remain gay-free for the time being, let's at least start unstraightening the federal bench. With a perspective, I'm Clyde Wadsworth.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.